Tonight's VOD, I'm a little nervous to give. I'm usually not so nervous when I have to speak. But the circumstances behind this does make me a little bit nervous. I'll tell you why. First and foremost, I was asked to give this VOD probably 30 minutes ago. And worse than that, I wasn't even home. I got some Shavuot brachos, and I get emergency phone calls that basically I have to give this VOD. Compound that is the fact that Tohu's not in the mindset of giving this VOD. I didn't think I was going to give the VOD. And we spoke about that on the Holomim today, that at this VOD we should talk about the times tomorrow, Sar B'Tavis. And that's not an easy thing to talk about. To be honest, there are many people that always fumble exactly, what's this fast for, this one, that one. It gets confusing. And a tainus is something which, unfortunately, I would say, even amongst B'nai Yeshiva, you know, the many things in Judaism which might be lost by the Hamonam, you know, even Bahab, you know, has everyone in Yeshiva knows what Bahab is. They might have different opinions of Bahab, but, you know, they know when Bahab is coming, for better or for worse. You know, that tainus is something they know about. But regular tainusim in yeshiva, many times, is very misunderstood, probably misused, and is a big problem. It's a big waste of the day. And the daunting task that I hope to do in a few moments over here is give a little meaning and a little focus on what we're trying to accomplish tomorrow, what's tomorrow about. Now, before I get into specifically Asar B'Tavis, two things specifically tomorrow, which might be a means to focus us, a means to, to daven better on the tainus, is actually in the Lakewood community, and really it shouldn't just be Lakewood, it's the Olam HaTorah. As people might know, Rav Matas Yol Solomon, Shlita, the Mashgiach of Lakewood, is a sick person. It's not really publicly known exactly what is wrong with Matas Yol, but he's been sick for some time, and it seems like it's, you know, definitely not getting better, might be getting worse, to the extent that there are shishivas in Lakewood asked that tomorrow be specifically a day for tefillah for Matas Yol. And we spoke about also about the whole meaning, you know, Matas Yol Solomon, yeah. Ever see any of these farms that look like this? The Seol is the Talmud of Elia Lapian. He's a major, major proponent of Musar. Spends his days and nights pushing Musar amongst other Limud HaTorah in the Yeshiva of Lakewood. As many Talmidim, people that come when he was stronger. He used to travel in every week to Brooklyn. He used to give a vod in Brooklyn once a week. He had Mamash Chabura of Talmidim, older Talmidim, people in their 40s, 50s, 60s who come every week. He would sleep over in Brooklyn once a week. I don't know that that still is going on currently. But he's somebody that had Talmidim, had a following, teaching Musar. And unfortunately, you know, he's not doing well. And if they ask him Mitzvah for him, that's something we should have in mind. Something that when we're debating how quick to get out of bed in the morning, to realize, for Matas Yol Solomon, tomorrow is a day to daven. On top of that, maybe a little more closer to home, I'm sure there's not a person here who doesn't understand that Dr. Alan Jacob is somebody that has helped out the yeshiva very much throughout all the years and is a major force within the yeshiva. You know, just went through a pilpul share where, you know, you saw him sit up there and hock on the share. Fortunately, he has very big problems with his back, to the extent that he's having his entire spine redone tomorrow, which is a very serious procedure for anybody, Kol Shekein, as you get older. And, you know, something also the yeshiva, I think, plans on focusing on and davening for. And so it's something that to keep in mind. So those are two practical ideas for davening that have relevance for tomorrow. But let's talk about Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis, is a fast. In a certain sense, it's probably the easiest fast of the year. It's the shortest of the year. In New York, Asar B'Teves is a fast. You blink and it's over. I still remember vivid memories, good memories. In Queens, Forest Hills, I remember this time of year, the reshiva already would go on vacation. It would go like Hanukkah time and not necessarily be back right after Hanukkah. And I remember the guys from the reshiva's blotcher came to David Harris's blotcher. I was in David Harris's blotcher then. Members, Hayim Abayz and Kedushin, who were doing Chupakona, Taptosis. And I remember a few of the older chever from the blotcher were there. And after Mincha, we started hawking Rabbi Harris. We hawked Rabbi Harris, hawked Rabbi Harris, hawked Rabbi Harris. Next thing I knew, people were coming from Ma'ariv. I was like, great. I was, wow, shortest tennis I've had in my life. You daven Mincha, you hawk about Sher. Next thing you know, it's time for Ma'ariv, fast is over. Not bad. Asar B'Teves is a quick fast. What's it about? So, in exactly 3 minutes that I had from the time I left the Shavuot Brachos until I got back home, until I had to leave, I remember in the back of my head, I think Rav Meir Chadash has a shmuz on Asar B'Teves. Quickly ran to my bookcase, pulled out, opened it up, Taka. He had one shmuz on Asar B'Teves. Amazing shmuz. Asar B'Teves, what's it for? So that's pretty befairish. Asar B'Teves is when Nebuchadnezzar, when they started surrounding the base of Migdash, hook for a year, when the city was surrounded, and basically the beginning of the end of the base of Migdash. Obviously there were many, many steps in between till the base of Migdash was eventually destroyed on Tisha B'Av. But it was hook for a year. It all started back on Asar B'Teves. Okay. That's a day to make a fast. Okay. I hear the significance, you know. L'havdol, you know, when you have the cornerstone, you start building a building, so the first stone is meaningful. So I hear in a certain sense, yeah, the first, you know, the beginning of the destruction of the base of Migdash doesn't, you know, we're not just marking from the first attack, the breach of knocking down the wall, but rather, okay, when they started surrounding the city, after they surrounded it, they eventually got closer and closer until they got to the base of Mikdash. Fine. I hear that's the beginning of something. But you actually look. One of the guys had copies on Sefer Toda'ah. He was quoting from Megillas Tainus. But you look at Megillas Tainus, the amount of days, Rachman al Son, in the Jewish calendar, that horrible things happened. Significant horrible things happened. Unfortunately, there are many, many, many days. Asar B'Teves is one day that was picked out, Dafka to fast. You know, okay, I hear it's a certain haskalah, but what's the significance? This more than many of the other days that don't have the same significance, where we don't all publicly fast. So Meir Chadash had a very, very nice taich. Pretty awesome. Is that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his Rachmanis many times, brings punishments upon us slowly, step by step. You think about the person who Rachman al-Tzan gets tzaras. So first, he has tzaras on his house, removed from him. Then the tzaras hits a little closer, could hit his clothing. And if he doesn't hearken to those first two steps, then it gets even closer, it gets to him. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, many times in his Rachmanis, punishments Charon Af are delivered step by step by step. And it's our job, it's our task to focus on it and realize it and be misakin it before it gets worse and worse and worse. So he said, so too with the Chorban. The Chorban, right? The city surrounded. They eventually breached the city. Eventually come to the base of Mikdash. Surround that, eventually breach that, and slowly, you know, think about it, from Asar B'Teves till Tisha B'Av, it's months, quite a few months. But it was a process, But the thing was, the taina was, at the earliest of steps, when the city was surrounded, obviously the Jewish people knew it was a bad situation. And, you know, from bad situations could become worse. But rov lalachu musar. They saw what was happening, and they take musar from it. Step by step, got worse and worse. And there's a taina back to the first step. You could have preempted it. You could have stopped it before it got worse. If you have hearkened to the musar, to the message that Hashem was sending at that earlier step, the later step wouldn't happen. The fate of history would forever be changed. But when a person doesn't take care of things in the earlier steps, Rachman Atzlan, is much harder to take care of it in the later steps. And that, Rav Meir HaChodesh says, is the lesson of Asar B'Teves. Every fast day has a lesson, has a message, has a limud. But this limud, to appreciate things, to take the messages in the earlier steps, to do tshuva, be misakin, which we obviously know is the tachlis of a fast, to do it in the earlier steps, before Chas V'Shalom gets to a later step, that's the message of Asar B'Teves. And that's a powerful message. You know, go back in Jewish history, not too long ago. You go back to the Holocaust. Kristallnacht was a night. You know, relatively speaking, throughout the Holocaust, on a daily basis, obviously, talking about thousands and thousands of Jews dying on a day, every day. Kristallnacht, there was a lot of broken glass, a lot of damage, a lot of fright. But that was just the beginning. We knew after that it got worse and worse and worse. But that's what happens in life. Things are brought slowly, and the smart people, the lochei musar, will deher, hey, this is dangerous, this is bad. This should be a wake-up call. I don't want to wait for the further, more clear messages. I'll take the less clear messages. Talking about the Holocaust is really something, which it's a scary thing. We live in a generation where the last Holocaust survivors are slowly fading away. You know, some older people here, you know what it means. You know, you met Holocaust survivors, and it was something that you lived with growing up, of course. People had grandparents, relatives. I'm a Yankee. My grandparents didn't go through the Holocaust. My aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles didn't. But you meet of people, you hear of people. But now in the world today, further and further, there are very few, far between. Fact, the yeshiva is doing, I'd say, quite an interesting Musar lesson is we're actually changing the schedule tomorrow in yeshiva. There's Mr. Zev Schlesinger, who's a very chash of a yid. He happens to be the father of Rebbetzin Davidowitz of Rochester and Rebbetzin Fromowitz of Muncie. And I heard him speak, I remember years ago, he spoke about yeshiva. And he's actually coming here tomorrow to speak about the Holocaust. He himself is one of those last few survivors. With Dafka taking off time, even during morning Seder, on the Tainas. But for a person to understand a little bit better, more vivid picture, a better tzir, what the Holocaust is about. The Holocaust is not a history lesson. It's Chazal. It's Parshas Kisavo. It's Tochacha. This is Torah. This is what Chas V'Shalom happens. In Lo Sishmuli. Lachtim Yini Kari. Scary thing. And if you really think about it, Rabosai, you know, what's going on in our times is scary. Eretz Yisrael, it's something that happened this year. Basically the time since Rosh Hashanah. Happened during Sukkot, and it's been going on. All of a sudden, random Arabs take a knife, start stabbing people. from people, tourists, American yeshiva bachrim. Many lives have been taken. They never had this before. The vaunted IDF, they could pinpoint and they could kill a terrorist hiding out in Syria with a drone attack. But they basically have no, keep on changing, obviously trying the best they can, but to protect their citizens from random acts of violence from people that hate them, which is basically everybody surrounding them. Very scary thing. You know, this yeshiva, for years, of course, they go to Eretz Yisrael, 12th grade. You know, this year they quite clearly and quite, how can they take the achrayus for that? Very scary thing. You live in the world, you know, the thing, people go to Eretz Yisrael, the source of learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Do you know there are many people that are very not poshut, they're going to send their kids to Eretz Yisrael. Now, next year. Dangerous situation. Well, scary thing. You know, a lot of times you don't take a break to focus on these things, to think about these things. Okay, someone else telling bad news. What, another terrorist attack? How many people? Car, knife, what? But to realize that these things, you know, messages, what are we supposed to take from them? Tinus is the best day to focus on it. Yeah, and it was pointed out. A lot of times people think, okay, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, here in America, we're all safe. Really? Mount of Rahman, it's an ISIS people that are around. You know, they had threats just last week. We knew there were threats to Los Angeles, threats to New York schools, sweats, threats to Florida schools. You know, I guess it's, you feel a little confident when you see a guy with two semi-automatics and he tells you he has 15 more rounds inside his car with a big thing. So the guy's reported to me. A big buff guy was walking around for a couple of days. Okay, great. But if he has to have that amount of ammunition, it means he's ready for a war. It's scary. Scary thing. But this is the America, this is the times that we're living in. Crazy times. How can we just let these things pass by for lach musar and not take musar out of it, use it as a to shake ourselves up? If you think the Holocaust is something which happened back then and never again, can never happen again, I don't know. You must not be watching the world around you. Of course it can happen. Anything can happen. But Tola B'yad Hashem. The fact that you could just in the civilized world go and put people into cars and cattle cars and put them in, why not? It's a scary world. Part of the tinus is to focus on it, to appreciate it. Appreciate it, meaning being as a message from Hashem. We're supposed to learn Musar. We're supposed to become better people. These things don't just happen as random world events. Things happen as slowly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe now, when what you call Ikfas Mashiach, maybe it's not so slowly. Things happen at a very fast pace. You know, there's a destiny for us, for this whole world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this world too. And they say, Ikfas the Mashiach, things are happening very quickly. Rabbi Sharfman was just talking about on Shabbos. I see it's fresh in a few of our hearts. He was talking to a certain Adam Gadol. And Adam Gadol said, with clarity, he says, Mashiach is coming soon. I don't know if the person, the Gadol, had a dream, but just from seeing the pace of the world events, how things are unfolding, things are changing, crazy things are happening. There's no stability in any country, anywhere in the world. Not just politics, but obviously the terrorism, the attacks, the threats, everywhere. It's scary. Obviously there's a message. And there's a message for us to hear. The question is, will we hear it tomorrow? 2 months from now? 2 years from now? The message of Asar B'Teves is to hear that message as quickly as possible. Take advantage of it. Remember Rabbi Luban said, we're talking about the concept of talking avad, about asar b'teves, giving guys a means to appreciate it. You know, sometimes guys, asar b'teves, you know, good day in the calendar. Basically finished the Pilpul Shir, about to start another Shir, you know. Some of us have sleep to catch up on. Some of us, this, that, you know, it's a good day to sleep in. Do you know what you're missing? Asar b'teves is a special day. It's a day to do tshuva. Doing tshuva, probably the best place to do it is in Beis Medrash. To learn with a focus, a bren, appreciation. Right? Seder is actually quite short tomorrow, besides the fact that it's only a morning Seder, and we're having a couple of things, a speech. It's a pretty short Seder. So if a guy goes back after davening and oversleeps the beginning of Seder, that's it. You missed a chance to learn Gemara, learn Ian. It's a big day. But to appreciate the significance of the day. Asar B'teves is a day, is a time to do tshuva, try to do whatever I can, try to be better, to learn a Musar Seder. I think we officially have on the schedule a Musar Seder. But you know what? As somebody said, you know, we might be officially off second Seder and night Seder, but the Beis Medrash will be open. Hopefully the lights will be on. Like, I had to sneak in, take a little Musar Seder, make a little Cheshbon and Nefesh. Okay, where am I up to? Flashback to Yom Kippur. Flashback to, okay, what were my goals in this man when I came in the Elul? How much am I living up to those goals? You know? Has my Bekiah Seder has been as stark as it should be? Has my Mishabruah Seder been as well attended? And, you know, the more a person looks, Tikkun HaMidos, have I been a good roommate? Have I been a good friend? Have I been a good Talmud? Try all these things to think about, to focus on. One tikkun that a person makes on a fast day, it goes a long way. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to change everything and maybe to live up to every single goal and everything with Kabbalah. Hopefully we made the right types of Kabbalahs back in Rosh Hashanah. But to think back, Asar B'teves is a great day. It's a great day to spend time with, you know who? Yourself. How many times does a person have the time? That's really what Musar Seder should be. Spend time with yourself. We're so busy. My phone, my friends, my this, my that. When do you ever have time with yourself to think about yourself? Just you and yourself. There are some people, they're very nervous when they're by themselves. Make fun of him in Brooklyn. You know, the guy who can't go across the street to the store without a friend holding his hand. Buddy, you're a big boy. You can go to the store. But so many of us are really, really, you know, you're stuck in an elevator for 2 minutes. Pull out your phone. Nope. But a person has to. It's a very good, healthy thing. That's what Musar Seder is really about. That's what Cheshbon Nefesh is about. And on the fast day, it'd be very easy. You come into Beis Medrash, you'll be by yourself. Some guys are very nervous when the Beis Medrash is empty. I'm not. It's great. I can learn. No one's bothering me. Yes. Yeah. A Musar Sefer. Seder. Musar Sefer too. A person has time to spend by himself thinking. 5 minutes of thought. You know how much 5 minutes of thought you and yourself, you about yourself is worth? Mesillas Yesharim testifies. People in life are so caught up in so many things. If a person spent 5 good minutes thinking about how he's doing, how he can improve himself. No Rebbe talking to you, no Chavrusa sitting across from you, just you and yourself. Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? Exactly, ask yourself that question. Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? How could I improve? A tainus is the best day in the world for that. And you get Siyat Yishmaya, you're trying, you want to become better. That's what this day is about. There's so many other people don't understand what a tainus is. They're on their way to the slopes. They're doing this, they're doing that. Baruch Hashem, Ashrei Yoshev Yisachah, where people that sit in the Beis Medrash, We have accessibility to the Beis Medrash. It's right here. A person could sneak into this room, do Musa B'Spilos, sneak into a classroom. How many guys ever do that? A few minutes by yourself, do Musa B'Spilos. Take a Musa Sefer, go into a classroom, shut the door, maybe even shut the lights, depends on what effect you want, and learn Musa. When I was in yeshiva, you know, there were tons of rooms. Guys would do, remember in Eretz Yisrael, it was cool. He used to go to the bomb shelter. That was a bomb shelter in Eretz Yisrael. Wow, that's, you know, the room itself makes you feel it. But, you know, in America today, you don't need a bomb shelter. Every place. You know, just put that little thing that in case Chas V'Shalom, there is a lockdown in the building. That's a bomb shelter. Just, you know, see that thing. You don't have permission to use that. But if that's what you need for your Musa B'Spilos Seder, put it by the wall and just, you know, focus. Okay, this is where I might be if the yeshiva is ever locked down. Scary. Okay, now's a great time to learn Musa. The free digadoros, you know, to scare themselves up, you know, dig a grave and jump into the grave. We're not holding on that. If you do that, I'll show you where to go. Right? But here, it's a guy, escape for a few moments, find the take a classroom. Okay, maybe some of the classrooms are locked. Here, there. Find the spot. It's a big campus. Sit by the water. Just focus 5 minutes. Learn Musar. Think about yourself. Am I living up to it? What can I do to become better? How do I become better? Those 5 minutes, I'm telling you, is priceless. So, once again, tomorrow, there's a lot of things to focus on, whether it's in terms of tefillah, mespalo for Matis Yol, Shlita, mespalo al Tzakar Satov to Dr. Jacob. The focus on what Asar B'Tevis is. Rov l'olachu Musar. It was the beginning. In a certain sense, pretty insignificant step. But that, you could have nipped it in the bud. If Klal Yisrael would have done tshuva, been misakin, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. But they didn't see it coming. They didn't focus on the small steps. And it's our business to fix it. And we have an Asar B'Tevis to focus on, you know, hear the speeches about the Holocaust, see a video, see what it meant. Translate what that means in our lives. It's not just history. It's something that could affect us. We see the world around us. We see Rachmon Aslan Saras happen in every community. Young people, things. It's scary. It's all Ikfas and Mashiach. The world is moving very quick. And to get them aboard the train before it gets further and further down the road. To appreciate it. And of course, what's a tainus if not to learn Musar? Spend 5 minutes locked away somewhere, just introducing yourself to yourself, to understanding where I am vis-a-vis my goals, my Kabbalos, Rosh Hashanah. Bez Hashem, if we do just some of these things, I'm sure Asar B'Tevis will be one of the most meaningful fasts you ever have in your life.